This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Gardeners.
Skies of blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And as I said, we will be here till 10 o'clock today. Next few weeks, definitely, we are here to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. Starting to really think about some of the wintering over, some of the different things that we can be doing this time of year, right? Like the, you know, overwintering some of our annuals that we normally might not, but we normally do, and just wondering, are there different ways to do it, right? Like the, you know, a lot of the past few years, and even longer than that, they've just become more popular the past few years, is what I mean to say. But for years now, the tropical type houseplants that we would, you know, really just see if we went to Florida, would see them outside, right? Those types. Those we are bringing now and using them as part of our garden outside and part of our patios, our decks, etc. So those are ones that we want to start bringing inside. Now, you're not waiting for these guys to have that cold frost, right? We're looking more for the temperatures below 50 before you start bringing them in, right? You want to make sure that they're not getting into that cold span. And so at this point, our overnights have been in the 50s and upper 40s. So we definitely want to, you know, start bringing those in if we haven't, right? excuse me. You know, so it's definitely something that bringing them indoors, keeping them in, you know, kind of getting them ready, that transition. Right, we're doing the opposite of what we would do in the spring, because we're still having some days that have been in the 60s, maybe a little bit more. I don't foresee a lot of in the 70s going forward. So, but we're getting those houseplants ready to become houseplants again, because if we go from the cool temperatures to really hot or a lot warmer, you know, say they've been outside and it's been in the low 50s, and then you bring them inside the house and the house is set to 68, 70, let's call it, right? And I know a lot of you right now in New England are saying, I'm not putting the heat on until as long as possible until somebody tells me I can. But you get the idea here. It's one of those things in New England. We just wait until the last minute to turn the heat on. But if your house already has the heat on, which a lot of people do, there's that big temperature change, right? So if it's been outside and it's been, you know, low 50s, say it even hits 50, and then it gets inside and it's 68-70, the temperatures, that's a big drastic change. So you could actually start to see some leaf drop. You could see some things where the plant doesn't look happy, right? So we are training it to come inside. And so during the day, we are slowly, you know, once it warms up in the morning, we're bringing it back outside so it can get those warmer temperatures, and then bring it inside so that natural transition is a little bit easier for them, right? Obviously, the temperatures at night are too cold for it, but we need to make sure that it gets acclimated to our houses, our homes, right? Because this is something where you're going to notice a big, like a drastic difference. If you just bring it inside and leave it, you know, you're going to notice leaf drop. You're going to notice some dieback. You're going to notice the plant dry out a little bit quicker, right? Because it's been naturally watered a lot this year. So it's not something that your plant is used to. So we're just trying to get them used to the inside again. So just keep that in mind as you're going on with this plant, right? So that the protection of that plant makes sense. Because you spent all year taking care of it, right? All year. And then to just mail it in at the end, just not great, right? So just something to be thinking about this time of year. And obviously continuing to water it, but less watering, right? So you're going to want to water it, but you're going to want it to almost dry out in between now. Because we need to retrain it to warmer temperatures, right? And more, not natural rain, right? It sounds weird saying because it's water is natural, but the idea here is a lot of New England here and there has had a bunch of rain, or, you know, depending upon where you are, some areas have had some drought, right? So we need to get it used to going back to that normal watering process. And so it's not just the temperatures, it's the way you're watering, it's everything. And so slowly getting these plants ready as they come inside is going to allow them to have a better growing season inside, right? That's the big thing here is the growing season inside for these houseplants, right? Because think about it. It's almost like having a frost hit the plant by bringing it indoors because it's a change in scenery, a change in weather pattern. So it is something, honestly, that you need to take a look at. And as you go, just make that transition easier. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we will be here till 10 o'clock today. Definitely going to be here for the 4 hours to help you out and do everything we can to make it helpful for you, right? So definitely stay tuned for the whole show, as I know the past 5-6 weeks has just been crazy for me. I've had a lot going on. So I do apologize for that, but doing what we can to get you more and more live content. So send me emails just in case I have to do some more of these. I know coming up in November, I'm going to have to take a little bit of time. So I look for you to email me with questions sooner rather than later. What I'm going to be start doing is on the just to be safe side, I'm going to tape a bunch of, you know, a number of hours on Monday nights, just so that I can, if I need to take some time, I can actually just take it, and you have live content. So I look for you to email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com with any of those questions, and we'll try to do everything we can on those to answer them at a future date for the show. So we will we'll build from there. Anyways, it's blue sky, sunny, getting there. It's going to be a cool day, right? A cooler day today, but that's the fall temperatures. Get out, get some cleaning done. I'm noticing, obviously, leaves are starting to fall a lot more, and I was reading an article earlier this week about Leave the Leaves Again. I want to just see what else is there, get more information, right? And one of them was saying, definitely do not mow the leaves. Use them as their full leaf, because some of the insects that overwinter on them will need a full leaf versus broken up leaves. Right, so I think that's part of it. I think we need to look into how we're going to leave the leaves. Now, we'll have plenty of time to discuss that as time goes on, but I wanted to just kind of bring that up a little bit. So if you have questions, call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. and sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
One in three adults has pre-diabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And starting to become sunny out there. Lots of things we can be doing at this time to get ready for winter. Now, you know, dahlia bulbs is one that we're probably able to start bringing in if we haven't already, right? You know, they are ones that we kind of want to do before the first heavy frost. You know, if there's a light frost, not a big deal. But if we've had a heavy frost, we're trying to get those done before, right? So, you know, something to think about right now, because we're in that, like, in-between, right? We're that in-between area. So, your dahlias, they should have started to turn a little bit yellow, right? Just the temperature change, etc. So when they've started to turn that yellow color, which I feel like they probably have, that's when you're going to dig up the tuber, right? So at that point, that's when we're ready to go. We're ready to bring them inside, get them ready for overwintering. Because we want them to get that yellow, those yellow leaves, because that means it's refocusing its energy back to the plant versus being in the plant, right? And so the big thing with that is if the energy is still in the plant, what will happen sometimes is it actually can shock the whole plant, and then it doesn't overwinter the way we want to. So, that, you know, just think of it that way. Okay. Now, once they've started to turn yellow, there's a couple things we can do. We want to start by removing any of the foliage, cut it off, and before you dig up the tuber. Makes it a little bit easier to store, right? Makes it a little bit easier to get out of the ground as well. Then you're going to dig up that tuber. You're going to kind of shake off lightly And when I say shake off, I don't mean like a vigorous shaking to get all the soil off. We're looking to do a nice light shake of this and let the tubers dry out a little bit. Right? We do not want to use like a hose with a wand or something along that to remove the dirt. We do not want to do that by any means. We can actually really affect the tuber by doing that. What we want to do, probably the best way to do, and that I've seen, and I think is, you know, one makes the most sense to me, is letting them sit on the driveway, right? Put them outside on a driveway where it's going to get, you know, some sun, and the driveway is going to be warm. And what it's going to do is it's going to dry that soil out a little bit. So any of that excess soil will just kind of fall off, right? We're looking for them to start to dry out a bit. Because drying them out for overwintering is going to help prevent them from rotting, right? So that's the thing we're looking to do here. So, obviously they need to have a little bit of moisture, so we don't want them to completely dry out. It's just, you know, a little bit of moisture in there. Once you start to see the skin of that tuber start to just wrinkle a little bit, right? That's when it's dry enough to pack away for the winter. So, you know, something to think about. Because usually it's just, all right, dry them off, put them into the peat moss, put them into whatever. But a key to know that they have enough moisture and they're good enough to put away is when that skin on the outside of the tuber has just a little bit of a wrinkle to it, right? So you know, think of it that way. That's the best way to know that your tuber is ready to store. From there, bringing it into, you know, container, you know, really depends on how you want to do it. Some people will actually put them in all peat moss. Some will put it in like in sand. Others will store it in, you know, a plastic bin or a plastic bag. Some will put it in, you know, styrofoam. I mean, that's up to you. Now, there's a little bit more to this that I'd like to discuss. You're going to take a break. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News Update. This Sunday morning, Israeli Defense Forces prepare to move into Gaza City with a ground operation to take out Hamas terrorists responsible for the murders, rapes, beheadings, and kidnapping of Jewish people at a festival and at a nearby kibbutz last Saturday. Explosions can be heard in the region from an air assault right now.
The Israelis are doing what they need to do to protect their sovereignty and protect their people. They're going to need to do a lot more. They're going to need a lot more stuff. And some of you guys will probably pass through here 3 or 4 times. But I really appreciate what you're doing.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in the region says the United States stands by Israel. In a new development, another Navy aircraft carrier, the USS Dwight Eisenhower, has been deployed to the Mediterranean. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with Saudi's Crown Prince earlier today, discussing the Hamas hostage situation. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking a little bit in regards to, overwintering dahlia tubers, right? So we talked about what to do, to how to dry them off, etc. But I think there's a key part to this after that and how we store them. Now, I was mentioning how people do in all different things. Right, some will do plastic bags, some will do like a styrofoam chest, some will do Tupperware containers, some will do paper bags, really up to you. The biggest thing is making sure that you allow some of the airflow to happen in the container. So making sure if you put them in that plastic bag, it's got a little bit of air to breathe, right? Now, one thing that some people will do, and it's been something for a while here that people have been doing, is using a dust type fungicide, like a copper fungicide in the dust form, and powdering, if you will, the plants so that it will help. Make sure it doesn't rot, right? Just putting something in there to prevent the rot is definitely, something to think about. Not always necessary, but it's just one that we haven't discussed, so I wanted to bring it up for you to, have some sort of idea with it. Now, the biggest thing in the storage is making sure you have something that's a lighter type mix, right? So a lot of people will put peat moss in it. A lot of people will use like perlite, right? Perlite's another good choice for it. So up to you, but we want a light mix because here and there, we're going to want to mist the plants. And, you know, with a little bit of like a spray bottle, right? We're trying to create a little bit of moisture in there. We're not creating a lot of moisture because obviously we just talked about the fact that we don't want it to rot. But the idea is sometimes the plant will need a little bit of moisture. And that's just a squirt from a spray bottle. It's nothing major. We're not taking these plants and putting it under the sink or anything like that. We're just checking on it and making sure that it is working, you know, keeping alive in there. The other thing we want to do is check on these, you know, every few weeks and make sure that they are not rotting, right? Because that rot could lead to another part of the plant and just rot all your tubers. So checking on them, you know, every couple weeks is a good thing to do. Storage-wise, basement, garage that doesn't freeze, you know, something, you know, breezeway that stays in the high 40s, low 50s. We don't want it to get any lower than 45 degrees, right? So that's something to keep in mind with the storage. Nothing lower than 45 degrees, okay? So that's something to think about as well with them. Now, if you have some questions, feel free to call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time for you to join us today. Now, one thing that we should definitely be doing if we have not already is fertilizing our shrubs and trees that we put into the ground this year, or even last year, etc., right? We need to be fertilizing those plants to get them ready for winter. And the fertilizer I'm talking about is the Spoma's fertilizers. The Holly Tone, Plant Tone, Tree Tone, those are all products that we should be using right now to put to help put our trees and shrubs to bed. Now think about it. You spent all this money making sure that your plants survive. You planted them the right way, everything. Now, you need to take care of them going into the winter. That's the big thing, right? So, your evergreens, all your acidic-loving plants. So when I say evergreens, this excludes boxwoods and arborvitaes for the use of Holly Tone because they actually technically do not need acidic fertilizer. So something to be thinking about with the Spoma products. Now go onto their website at espoma.com to get more information about each one of these products and which one is the right one for you. Again, that is Espoma, so espoma.com. And then look at the products, and you'll see the different ones that you are looking for. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Ricky's in central New Hampshire.
Ricky, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I have called before. This is probably my third or fourth time calling you. Well, I have, and I've talked to you about it before, I have a miniature orange tree. And I bring it outside in the summer, and it just grows like crazy. And you told me to switch to a Spoma citrus tone, I believe.
Yep.
I put that on last spring, and the plant exploded. By June or July, the whole plant was white in blossoms. Never seen it like this. And consequently, I have probably, I can't even count them, maybe I'd say 100, 150 oranges on this miniature orange
wow.
tree. But my problem is, and I put it outside in the sun, the same spot as I did every summer, and the tree was lush and green, and now it doesn't look too good. It is yellowy green. It's not wilting. I'm watering it, but I'm wondering if it could be a plant bound. My pot, I can't change the pot anymore. I just can't handle it. I'm having a hard enough time to get it inside. It's inside now. But
okay.
I'm wondering, it's not, the leaves are falling off a little bit, but that's not too much. But my problem is the color of the tree. It's not lush and green. It's more yellowy. What's your thoughts?
About how long ago did you bring it indoors?
It'll be 3 weeks this coming Wednesday.
Okay, and this happened just the change in the leaves, etc. Has only happened in the past couple of weeks, or was it when it was outside?
No, it did it when it was outside. I would say it was. I didn't write it down, but I would say mid August and September. It turned. It was turning then. But I thought I got it too much in the sun, but. And, of course, through the spring, I mean, the weather was outside. You know what the weather was this summer, so.
Definitely. So, the last time you fertilized it was this spring?
June 24th.
Okay, so just, June 24th. So that's one, two.
Well, mate, I take that back. It may have been July 24th. It might have been July 24th. I'll say July 24th.
Okay. So in September and October is another time for you to use this citrus tone on the plant. It's going to help make the nutrients to where it needs to be. The thing about it with an orange tree like this, it needs to be fertilized three times a season. Okay, so... usually late winter, so January, February, so probably, you know, closer to February, getting it ready to be brought outside. And then
I did last year. I did it in February, yep.
And then you do it again May, June, after it's done flowering. And
yep.
Then in the fall, September, October, you need to do it again. So what could be happening is the plant doesn't have enough nutrients in it. So sometimes it's the lack of nutrients that is happening. And so adding this citrus tone is going to have enough of each nutrient, you know, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, to get it going and help with it. Now, where in New Hampshire were you? Northern, central, southern?
I am about 15 miles northwest of Concord.
Okay. So you've had a bunch of rain this year, but probably not huge amounts, right? Would you say, or abnormal?
We had abnormal.
So I think part of it is the nutrients. But I think the other part of it could be the plant is finally, because we did start to get some warm temperatures in August. It was a weird year, right? So August, all of a sudden, it was warm again. I think it was overwatered by Mother Nature. And so you're seeing some of that as well. But I think what I'd like to see you do is definitely fertilize it with the citrus tone now, because it's going to help it to get through the winter months, right? And then let it dry out a little bit in between waterings. Now, I'm not talking, you know, bone dry where the soil turns that different color, but less watering to see if we can get it back into a slower rotation, because I do believe that the way the weather was, part of it could be overwatering from Mother Nature. Nothing we could have done about it, right? The other thing, too, is if you look at the way what happened with the temperatures and how we had so much rain, and then it was weird. We got a bunch of heat in end of August into September. It was just one of those, like, weird temperature changes, and we even had them into September. The plant is stressed. it doesn't know up from down right now. It doesn't know what time of season it is. And so I think it's a combination of a number of things. Lack of nutrients, it's stressed, and it could have been overwatered just outside. And that there was nothing you could have done about the overwatering aspect. The pot bound aspect, you know, I know you said you can't get anything bigger.
Can't handle anything bigger.
I get it. One of the things that you could be doing is it in like a ceramic pot, a plastic pot?
I want to say plastic.
So what I'm thinking is taking like a pruning knife and going down the sides of it without, you know, cutting the plastic. That's why I was wondering which one it would be. Because I think what'll end up happening, what we can do is a root pruning. So if the roots are circling around there, if that's another stress factor, and if we can cut them but not replant them, we might actually be able to kind of get them going again. And so that, because when they just go in circles, they're stressed out, just circling. But if we cut them, they're looking to expand elsewhere. So that could be part of it as well. Now, I have to hit a break. If you want, you can hang tight. We can discuss a little bit more. But we will be back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Ricky in regards to his mini orange tree and having some some issues going into the winter months. We did start to discuss just a little bit on some of the root pruning. Now, I was thinking about it during the break. You know, I know it's too much for you to move around, but can you check the roots at all on the side? Kind of put your hand down there and see if the roots have kind of circled?
No, I can't. It's a solid compact. No, I can't do that, really. My other thought, though, this tree is about 45 years old, and I've never, ever, ever seen as many oranges on this thing as it is now. And my thought was, if I eliminated some of the growth, oranges-wise, because I was thinking maybe it's taking all the energy to keep these produce these oranges or keep them growing and whatnot. If I eliminated some of the oranges, would that help the leaves?
It definitely can help you out a little bit. What I would look at doing as well is doing some of the thinning out of the branching. Any of the branches that are cross branches, any of the dead and damaged, maybe remove some of that. It's also, some of those oranges, obviously, are they, you know, if they're not completely ripe, you know, maybe leaves.
They're getting ripe now. They're all green, but where I've got it, I don't get much sun on the west side. I don't get much sun, but I get some sun, and where the oranges are on that side are beginning to turn orange.
Okay. You know, sometimes the ones that are starting to turn orange a little bit, you can, you know, put them in like a sunny window. If you have one sunny, you know, one window where it could get more sun, that would be a good spot to try and get some of the, excuse me, some of the oranges that are starting to turn.
Yeah.
Where you could remove those and put them in a sunny window to help ripen them up, but it's also going to help take some energy and put it back into the plant. Right? So that could be an option, definitely. But I also think, you know, if it's, at this point, it shouldn't be flowering anymore or producing flowers to produce the fruit.
No, it's not, no.
But if, say some of that, you're starting to see it just pop up for some reason, I'd remove any of those. The other ones, maybe remove some of the really small oranges that are on there, the smallest of them. Because those are going to take a while, obviously, to get to the size they need to be and to ripen. So that's going to take some energy and put it back into the plant as well. So your plant, you know, it's another form of stress. And that's another reason why fertilizing it again is going to help it. Right?
Okay.
So that fertilizer is going to put some energy back into the plant. And that's what we're looking to do. It's not just... you know, it needs to continue with it while it's fruiting and while it's producing this fruit. It needs to be helped out a bit, and so that's where I think is going to help it the most.
Okay, my friend. Well, I thank you very much. I appreciate your help, and I love your show.
Well, thank you so much, Ricky. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. So while sticking with that, you know, with the citrus food, right? Citrus Tone is a great product to be using on your citrus this time of year, right? It's basically when you're bringing them indoors, it's helping them get through those winter months. Right, get into that next time frame. You know, a citrus is one of the only ones that wants a fertilizer in January and February when it comes to a lot of the houseplants that you have. A lot of houseplants want to just go dormant during that time frame and just rest. Well, a citrus plant, you know, an avocado plant if you have it indoors as well, those want fertilizer pre-bloom, right? That January-February time frame to really give it something to push those blooms the way it needs to be. You're feeding it right when it needs to put a lot of energy into the plant, so you're replacing the energy that it's putting into the plant and putting it into the root system so the whole plant is working. So same thing right now, fall, September, October. We're in October, you definitely want to do it. Now we're going to take a break. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.